The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. The past few nights, we have been looking at some of those barriers, those mawani', those impeding forces that sometimes block us from achieving this desired identity. Look, Surah Ankabut has a very beautiful, powerful verse. Surah Ankabut is a Mekki surah. And majority of this surah was revealed during the latter stages of the Mekki movement. And as many of you know, those years were very tough on Rasulullah. Shibi Abu Talib banished, sanctioned, told to leave his own city. Very difficult time in those 3 years for the Muslims. Now during those times, I want you to imagine and the sha'an in nuzul, the reasons by which, or the events by which this verse was triggered, tells us that one of the groups that of course gravitates towards the Prophet are the young, as you know. And so these young guys now who are around the Holy Prophet in Shibu Abu Talib, an area outside the outskirts of Mecca that is really scarce in terms of resources, not all of their friends or their group or their circle now said labbaik to the Prophet's call. There were some who stayed in Mecca. There were some who simply didn't make that plunge into Islam. So now this group of theirs that they grew up with now is split into half. Half the group is in with the Holy Prophet. The other half of their friends are in the streets of Mecca. These are young guys. And so Tafsir says that a group of them approached the Holy Prophet and said, look, we have very close friends in Mecca. We know them since we were a child. Now they didn't have tawfiq to answer your call. But of course our hearts yearn for them, long for them. We haven't seen them in months, years. What do we do? I mean, we can't go there and there's a crossroads here, a little bit of tension because we said labbaik to your call and they're still on their belief. And then this verse came about. If I'm not mistaken, it's verse number 8 of Surah Ankabut. Allah now answers the Holy Prophet or answers this group. It's a beautiful question. I think this is something that is faced by a lot of people. A lot of my young guys, they're part of groups, toxic groups sometimes, knowing full well there is toxicity in that group. And I know better not to be with these people. I have a tough time separating myself from them. I talked about the idea of the triggers of thought a couple of nights ago, and the circle you surround yourself in, of course, is one of those triggers. So now the verse, right? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لِنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ. For the ones who have faith and the ones who do good. Amanu wa amalu salih. You have to have that condition. If you have that condition, Allah says, we will place you amongst the salihin. We'll find you friends that are just like you. We'll place you in groups that have the same goals as you, the same iman as you, to some degree, of course. You don't need to sit there and fight your conscience to please them. I think there's a lot of guys, a lot of my youth today, when they examine their circle of influence, they might be a little bit surprised to find out that I ended up with this group of people. I never thought maybe 10 years ago that I'd be spending my extra time with these people. But sometimes, hearts kind of attract each other, right? God basically is saying that, look, tell them, Ya Rasulullah, that don't worry about loneliness. Don't worry about being isolated. Don't worry about being rejected. We will place you amongst groups. We'll find you friends. We'll place you with people that are just like you, salihin. لِنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ There's two types of emphasis in this verb. The lam is emphasis. The shadda on the noon is also emphasis. Noon al-thaqil it's called in Arabic. Meaning what? Hatman, saddar sad, 1000%. God says, we are the ones that will place you, دَخَلَا فِي الصَّالِحِينَ with a group that is amongst the pious ones. Provided إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحِينَ Don't sell your soul out. A lot of guys out there who are surrounded by people and they have to push that conscience down, quiet that voice down that's telling you this is not a good idea, this is not a good idea, you know better, you come from a very pious household, your parents worked very hard to raise you and they have to push it down. It's very tiring and exhausting to do that, and after a while you end up losing respect for yourself. But the reason why they continue to push that voice down is because they don't want to be ostracized, isolated, called out, rejected. So sometimes the fear of rejection actually comes over and hijacks the voice of conscience. It's a strong, strong fear. So sometimes I think our sisters who want to start hijab in their life a little bit later on in their life, they have to stop and think, okay, my coworkers will see me tomorrow, my friends will see me tomorrow, how do I answer, for example, this person, if I'm a business person or businesswoman, my clients, my patients, if I'm a doctor, am I ready to face all of that? And if they are, I've seen it, bismillah, they start. Because one discussion I'm going to have with all of you is this need to be distinct. This need to sometimes go a little bit away from the current. That inshallah is in a couple of days, maybe even tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. But tonight, however, we have to tackle this fear of rejection. Now, sometimes, and I'll give you my own example, okay? Sometimes, there are people, and by the way, I always appreciate this, there are people who go out of their way to give me feedback on the lectures. Like, I find it to be very humbling when somebody goes out of their way, they're busy, they have kids, they have work, to message me in whatever platform they message me on, to say thank you very much. And they're very, very polite, they're very encouraging. Every so often you get the hate mail. You do. And, things like, that was an embarrassing set of lectures you delivered. Things like, your approach is very misogynistic. It's very male dominated. You say he too much. Let's say, for example, there's a whole group out there that are females. You assume only males hear you. Great feedback, by the way. It really is. Sometimes you hear things like your topic this year was not so great. Last year was better. Right? And sometimes so much so that, people refer to me as half an alim, because I don't wear an imam on the member. All these things come directly to my email, which is great, that's fine. Alhamdulillah. It's a really thick skin. Alhamdulillah, sometimes it's too thick. I have really thick skin. And sometimes, it's the idea that, I'll focus, and literally if I do it like 20 emails I get of feedback across, 5-6 years, 3 of them will be a little bit negative. That's nothing. Otherwise, 17 emails changed my life because of you, all these, And you would think that these 3 wouldn't have an impact on me. I'm a human being. If my focus becomes only the 3 emails, please follow this very carefully. If my focus is the fact, if I get really, really impacted by one person telling me, basically, I rejected your efforts, didn't benefit, wasted my time. And I'm not, for example, putting the same amount of weight on those lectures that are the opposite in their feedback. Very generous in their words. Then after a while, I have to stop and ask myself, am I impacted by their words and their rejection? Or are they shining a light on my own individual rejection?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلى الله عليه